Wednesday. Wednesday, a couple good work days, getting ready for a conference game. Excited about having the opportunity to get back into conference play. You know, we've been out of conference here for the last week, and having the opportunity to come back home, play a conference game, read out, a lot of excitement, a lot of energy over it, and just really excited to come home. But had a good 2 days of practice yesterday and today, and there's a lot of energy out here at practice. I think the players understand what's on the line, and excited about having the opportunity to play.
A quarterback, who has been your scout team quarterback this week, and do they play similarly to FIU's quarterback?
Jamar has been, and when you talk about a run-pass option quarterback, not as experienced as theirs, but has some of the similar skill sets. I mean, and it's, you know, that we've had the opportunity to go against athletic quarterbacks all spring, all fall camp. It's not going to be like this is something new for us as a defense. I mean, it's something that we've seen a lot of, and I think they'll be ready for the dual threat that he poses and some of the things that he does, running the ball and pulling it. And I think they do a good job with their offense, but I think Jamar's done a nice job of simulating and giving our defense a good look this week.
Their tight ends have come on in the last few weeks as big targets, something that you guys have necessarily struggled with, but hasn't been the best of y'all's defense. How have y'all prepared for it this week?
Well, when you look at one of the things they do with their tight ends is they utilize them in a lot of different ways. They'll flex them out as wide receivers. They'll put them in at the home base tight end position. They'll put them in the backfield, kind of as fullback type guys. So they become cutters. They cut off the ends. They help promote the running game. Then they'll run the bootlegs and the nakeds and slip them out. They do a lot of things with their tight ends, and that's one of the things that why they've been so active is because they do so many things with them, and they're offense in a large extent is built around, you know, the running game and the play action pass with the tight ends.
When you lose two games by such close margins, a team can go either way. How's been their kind of mood and character in practice this week?
You know, you play the next one. You know, I mean, you play the next one, and whether you won two or you lost two, has absolutely zero bearing on this game. You know, it's all about the mindset that we take and getting ready for this game and the preparation that we make. And we can't let what happened yesterday affect us positively or negatively. We can't take it after a win and let it go to our head and start thinking that we've arrived. And after a loss, we can't throw in the towel and say, you know what, I mean, the sky has fallen and everything's broke. Those three games don't have anything to do with the results of this one. This is going to be about our focus and our determination and how we come out here and play.
These two teams met 2 years ago, and for lack of a better description, was not a great football game. But both teams are a lot better this year. Do you see similar growth in the two programs over the last 2 years?
Yeah, I thought it was a great game. I mean, I liked it. I thought it was a really good game. I mean, we went out there, probably played with more energy than we had all year. And I thought, you know, IK and Apollo and some of those guys, I remember their leadership on that day. But I think both teams have gotten better. Both teams have improved from 2 years ago. And Ron Turner's a really good football coach, and you can see his fingerprints all over this program. And he's done a really nice job of building this program, and Steve Shankwaller, their offensive coordinator, has had the opportunity to recruit some players into his system, and you can really start to see it pay dividends for him.
You coached with Shankwaller for a number of years. Jamar Jalouk coached a couple of their players in high school. Is this going to be more of a mind game between the coaching staffs than a physical game on the field?
No, it'll still be the physical game on the field. I mean, the coaches, just because we have a little bit of familiarity with each other, we're still not going to have we're not going to have the impact on the game that the players on the field are. I mean, I've said it all the time that coaches probably get far too much praise when we win because the players still have to go out there and execute. And that's what this game is going to be all about. It's not going to be schemes and who has the pen. It's going to be who is fundamentally the soundest, who protects the ball, who follows the plan, and who goes out and does the best job of executing their game plan.
All right. Thank you.